This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so you can get the very best results from your dog training. This show is brought to you by FamilyDogFusion.com. For professional advice, dog training tips, ebooks, and a video to teach your dog how to walk on a leash, go to FamilyDogFusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Dog lovers, thank you for joining me again this week. Do you have that friend or family member that has an untrained dog? Do you avoid visiting them because of their dog? Starting at episode 172, I did a three-part series talking about the untrained dog. Today, I have created a show you can send to all your friends and family that refuse to train their dogs. Hopefully, they'll get the message and not be angry at you for the rest of the year.
We would love for you to join our community of dog lovers. Log on to Facebook and search for our business page, Family Dog Fusion. There you will get updates as to what's going on with our dog-loving family and friends from all over the world. See events, our travels, or just information that you may need about the podcast, our book, or the new products we'll be releasing. That's Family Dog Fusion on Facebook. See you there.
This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so you can get the very best results from your dog training. I am Benny Copeland, trainer of people, behaviorist to the dogs, and just like you, the listener, a dog lover. Welcome to our 211th show. As I alluded to before, today I'm going to talk about the reasons you should train your dog. As I was writing on this topic, I realized that there are many different reasons why you should train your dog. Most of them are very logical, and yet I feel there are some that are much more important than others. As I talked about in the intro, it may be that your friends don't want to visit you anymore. Well, that dog that is well-behaved is noticed. The dog that is untrained is a pain, and usually the topics of many frustrated conversations. But why? Why is it important to train your dog? Well, let's discover that importance right after this.
Do you love what you hear in all of these podcasts? Does what Benny say just make sense to you? Well, if you want a more in-depth understanding of what it means when we say demystify your dog's behavior, then you need to go to Amazon.com and get Benny's book, Family Dog Fusion. Yes, we named the book after the website because we wanted things to be simple to remember. And most of all, we really want to fuse your dog into your family. In these few pages, Benny has decoded dog behavior. He's found a way to make what he has learned over the past 20 years of his life make sense when it comes to communicating with your dog. Also, the great thing about this book is you can mark up the pages, highlight the important stuff, bend the heck out of the spine even if you want to. It's yours. So we suggest to do all those things and then give it away and buy a new book when that happens. Family Dog Fusion on Amazon.com. Get your copy today.
I have listed four reasons why it is important to train your dog. I am listing them in the importance of what I think you, the dog lover, thinks they should be. Now, at the end, I'm going to tell you the order that they should be, in my expert opinion. Now, as a dog owner myself and as a trainer of people, I know why you call me. But in the long run, I am training you something very different. I am training you to communicate appropriately with your dog so that you can get good results from your training. I am also teaching you to pay attention to your dog so that you can see her make good choices. By training, you are increasing your knowledge, awareness, and the expectations of your dog. It's like having that smart kid that brings home a C on his report card. You know she can do better because you've helped her in the past and you know what she's capable of. Now, the number one reason why people call me and why you think you should train is to stop all of the bad behaviors. I started to add to the topic and teach good behaviors. But that's not really what you want. You just want all the bad behaviors to disappear. It takes someone like me pointing out that your dog is making good choices for you to see it. What you want, and the great reason to train your dog, is to get him to stop doing all those things that irritate you and make others not want to be around. Jumping, barking, and running off are the most common behaviors to train out of your dog. These are great things to work on, and in order to have a dog it is a great part of your family, you have to reinforce the good behaviors and improve on the reasons you picked the dog in the first place. Knowing what you want your dog to do is more important than just getting rid of the bad behaviors. When you are working with your dog on a daily basis, you are learning how your dog acts. You get to see the struggles he goes through. You get to help him work through those. You are increasing your knowledge as to why your dog does the things he does, and you are increasing his desire to please you and want to be with you in every given situation. The second reason to train is so that your dog will be social with others. One big reason you got your dog is because you want your dog to be a part of your social life as well as your private life. Getting a dog to mind you in social situations is almost as important to you, the dog lover, as stopping all of those bad behaviors. Training your dog to have good manners in public and encouraging him to be friendly to everyone and every dog he meets is an important part of having a dog. It's also the responsible part of having a dog. The more you can work with your dog in public situations, different environments, social situations, the better your dog will be when exposed to new and different things. I know when I travel, I encounter situations that I've never been in before. People and places are different all over the world, and yet the more I expose myself to these differing situations, the easier it is to accept and deal with it. And the same goes for your dog. When you train your dog in social situations, you are creating an awareness of how your dog reacts and conforms to every new situation. Your dog also learns to accept different situations quicker because he trusts you and looks to you first in every given situation. The third reason to train a dog is for a trustworthy companionship. The reasons you get into any relationship is for companionship. We are social creatures, and so are dogs. When you make a commitment to get a dog, you are saying that you are willing to go through the ups and downs that a relationship brings. Dogs make great companions. They are not judgmental, and they are comforting, funny, and loyal. It is up to you to train your dog to be a great companion. Just like any relationship, there are going to be times when your ideas do not align with your dog's. Training your dog creates a trust and puts you in the position of a loyal companion as well. Remember, your dog needs you to care for it in every way. The only thing you get from your dog is the companionship. When you set boundaries and create structure, it is more comforting for you to you and your dog than if he has to fend for himself. Dogs that have no rules to live by are not happy dogs. By training your dog, you are setting expectations, and your dog is learning to abide by those expectations. Creating good routines and having consistent behavior in every given situation helps your dog learn what you want and what you don't want. And the fourth reason to train your dog is that you will forge a positive relationship. Everyone wants to be in a positive relationship. A positive relationship does not mean that we live happily ever after. A positive relationship is one that is accepting, open, and has great communication. By training your dog, you are learning how to communicate with your dog and learning to accept his flaws and work through them. Communicating with a dog is very different than communicating with a person. The main reason is reason. Dogs cannot reason. They do not make cognitive choices. When you are training your dog, you see that your dog is making decisions on an if-then analysis. What happens when I act this way, or the dog is doing this thing? The more you train your dog, the more you notice when he is making good, positive choices, and he starts reacting to that positive way more and more often because of your actions in the moment. Actions create results. Create your point of view. If your point of view is that your dog will behave badly in a situation, then you are waiting for that moment and only giving attention to the bad behavior. Training on a daily basis creates that you look for good choices and give positive, loving feedback in the moment that that choice was made in every given situation. Now, those are the four in the order that I feel you as the owner look for training your dog. And I will go over them quickly again. Stop all of the bad behaviors, to be social with others, as a trustworthy companionship, and to forge a positive relationship. My order that I feel is important is exactly backwards to what you, the dog lover, think you need to train for. In my experience, and the way that I listed the four reasons to train and why, is this is what you want. I only get that call because you want to fix your dog. If you can take those four reasons to train and turn them around, and you can start forging a positive relationship as your number one, you will be on target to creating a great member of the family. You will be creating a trustworthy companion that can be social with others and have great behaviors. So in summary, today we talked about four reasons why you should train your dog. You discovered why training is not only about correcting bad behaviors. You also learned that when you have a dog, it is up to you to start by forging a positive relationship. Thank you.
If you would like to contact us, we have a link on our website, familydogfusion.com. We would love to hear your opinion and we value your feedback. So again, familydogfusion.com. Or if you just want to send us a direct message, you can do that via email. It goes to familydogfusion@gmail.com. Your comments are important to us and help us with future shows. Thank you for listening to our show. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast and share it with your friends and family. Also, go ahead and give us a 5-star review because it helps others find our show. And frankly, we just love to read them. This show is produced by Eric Janer, and show notes are created by Carissa Dolan. Thank you to all of the Family Dog Fusion team and our affiliate sponsor, Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. For your free pet insurance quote, go to familydogfusion.com/insurance. And go to familydogfusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Be impeccable with your dog.